Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Birmingham Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. It is that time of the week again. It can only mean it is the Birmingham Fan Show, your Blues takeover, as it is every week. You can call us 0208 7020 558 or you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. And at the minute, the team goes from strength to strength, as does this show. 12 games unbeaten. What a run Birmingham City are on. And to tell us all about it, as he does every week, it is the wonderful James Jenkinson from Birmingham Fan TV. James, always a pleasure to get you on and get your views. You must be feeling at the minute, 12 games unbeaten, this run, where's it come from, but absolutely loving it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was saying earlier, like, I'm relatively happy with the season now, to be honest. If it was to end now, I would be pleased. Yeah, fifth round of the FA Cup. We're 12 unbeaten in all competitions, mid-table. We're not expected to finish much higher than that in terms of squad depth. But yeah, I'm really happy with it. And honestly, I don't see it coming to an end, really. I think we look much stronger defensively and we look pretty good going forward.
Yeah, this is the best run for Birmingham, James, in 8 years since Chris Hughton's time in charge. We know that we were sort of wondering, where is the team at the minute in the landscape? You know, looking up, looking down. I know those two draws have kind of stifled that playoff dash, but it's sort of, James, but like it's just building well, building blocks for the future, that foundation for next year. And we know fans, we all want it instantly, don't we? We want to be looking, let's get back up there this year, let's make the playoffs, let's really make a move. But sometimes it doesn't work out like that. There is a vision, there is a project, and it does bode well next year for Birmingham.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's about finishing the season as strong as possible. I know a lot of people, a lot of fans, you know, our fans are saying, well, it doesn't matter, you know, this game, it's not, you know, we're not going anywhere. But it is important because, you know, a lot of teams that finish seasons poorly, obviously, like we said last week, don't manage to attract the players in the summer. Nobody wants to go to a team sitting in 17th or 18th place. If you're looking at a team in, you know, 11th, 12th, then you say, well, yeah, they definitely can push for playoffs next season. And we are looking up. I don't think there's much need to look down. There's no worry of relegation. We're, you know, 11 points off, I think, the drop now, which is too far, I think. And I think we're like 10 points off the playoffs. So I think that's a little bit too far now. But we knew that these games were going to be tough. Sheffield Wednesday, third at Christmas, you know, that draw was, there wasn't a disappointing draw at all. Performance wasn't great, but we'll get onto that, I'm sure. And then, obviously, last night's draw, a tough place to go, Millwall. A lot of people have struggled there this season, and to get a point there was really pleasing, yeah. So, altogether, really good.
Yeah, let's talk about those two games then, James. Obviously, two games in which you faced former managers. Let's start with a crazy game that was Sheffield Wednesday on the weekend. A six-goal thriller, a 3-3 draw. Lots to be made from this, and Gary Monk even now having time to embrace his former number two.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the attention was on the two managers rather than the two teams. And would they shake hands? I know they did. But from what I'd heard from a few reporters here, that there was a few heated words exchanged during the handshake. So I don't think they've really buried that one. And I don't think there's any love lost between the two of them. But I thought that it was a really good game. But if it, you know, I thought it was actually our worst performance in this run, if I'm honest. Going forwards, we looked great, as we do a lot recently. Really dangerous. We scored some really good goals, especially the second and the third goal. But defensively, we made some shocking errors that we actually haven't made a lot this season. While the two centre backs have been in Clark Salter and Roberts, so I thought that, there was a lot to do. And obviously, we rectified that last night with a solid defensive performance. But, we didn't play our usual composed selves. We didn't knock the ball around as well. We kept giving possession away. And, yeah, like I said, the mistakes were dreadful. But, you know, you can't be disappointed with a point and three goals scored at home. But it is what it is, and I think both teams, you know, would feel that a draw was fair.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask, but you've already said the draw was fair, but it is hard. It was 2-2 at half-time, but the Blues did hold the lead twice, and when you did have that lead twice, and then it was down to you to get that last-minute equaliser, Scott Hogan, very late on, you know, you're saying a point was fair, but did it feel like, you know what, we have scored three at home, but we've also conceded. Was it a point gained or two dropped, James, really?
Difficult question. I think that, you look at it that one way and you say, well, if you score three goals at home and you don't win the game, that's got to be disappointing. And yeah, it is to a certain extent. You know, the goals we conceded were incredibly disappointing because we don't make those sort of mistakes. You know, you can't give Barry Bannon, you know, that much time in the middle. He will score from there, or he will, you know, cause you a threat. And you know, a silly penalty given away for the second. And the third goal was also really poor as well. And they probably could have scored one or two more, but, you know, and then I look at it and I think that to fight back the way we did and to score the two goals and take the lead twice in the first half like we did was really pleasing. And like we said last week, they were third at Christmas. So they are, you know, no mugs. And I know they've been on a poor run, but they've got some quality players in there. So I thought that to go up against them the way we did, I thought we did really well. So it was a pleasing point. I think, you know, on reflection, I think both teams would say that a point was probably fair in the end.
Yeah, a point was fair. And we have to speak about those two men up top at the minute. Hogan, 4 in 5 now. The Duke once again. And James, I don't want it to become a recurring theme, or maybe we do. But once again, just showing their mettle and how vital they are to the team.
Yeah, definitely. I sat down on our podcast, our weekly podcast that we do this week, and discussed that I think the key in this is Jukovic. I know that Hogan's going to take a lot of the plaudits, and rightly so. You know, he's a predator in this league. He's a poacher, and he can smell a goal from a mile off. But I think that we saw it last season with Adams and Jukovic, just how good the pairing is. And Jukovic has hit, you know, while he's been doing okay by himself up front this season, he's hit a bit of a purple patch while playing up front with Hogan as well. I think it was 3 goals and 4 assists in these 5 games. And really good record, and I think he brings the best out of strikers around him as well. So if he plays with that little and big combination, he brings the best out of these strikers. You know, Adams, you know, benefited off it last season. Hogan saying just how good of a strike partner he is. And I think that, you know, he's vital to us doing well next season.
Yeah, I think they're definitely playing off one another, feeding off each other and carrying that next one up to another level. One scores, yeah. The other one gets involved, and you kind of feed off that competition within each other, playing as that pair. It's at the minute, James, we know how high the Birmingham fans are. 12 games unbeaten. It's a brilliant run. And we remember we started that show when it was 6 without a win. We remember the lows then and what the high is now. But with that high, James, where are the Birmingham fans looking? What is the general consensus? Because it is 10 points off those playoff places, but it's only 9 above relegation. Are you still feeling like we just still need to be careful? We could get sucked in, or we're fine, or we could make a late dash, or you just sort of each game as it comes?
Yeah, I think it's each game as it comes. I haven't really heard much talk over the last couple of games, really, of any sort of positional target, which is obviously strange. Most teams say, oh, we'd like to finish here, or we'd like to finish there. I think it's just one game at a time. Can we win the next game? Can we, you know, what kind of result can we get from that? And I don't think there's any worry of relegation. I know that I think 9 or 10 or however many points it is, but I don't think there's a big fear of that. And like we say, playoffs is now just a little bit too much out of our grasp, which is disappointing. But at the same time, nobody really expected it. We can build and try and push for it next season. But yeah, like you say, one game at a time. If we can pick up a point or even 3 would be fantastic on Saturday. Then everybody's on a high going into the cup game against Leicester on Wednesday.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about that Millwall game then. It was 0-0. What did you make of it? It was the second time you faced a former manager, this time in Gary Rowett. What were your thoughts? And I know, James, I'm assuming that you want to talk a little bit about that Pedersen goal that was ruled out, because VAR currently not in the Championship, and I've watched it. I still can't work it out, if I'm honest.
No, I couldn't either. At the time, I didn't understand what it was given for, and then somebody said, for a push, and I thought, oh, okay, fine, because I didn't see it in real time. And then watching it back, I'm a bit dumbfounded as to what he's given that for. You can see his hand is up, but it's not a blatant shove. And I think if anything, he was being pulled down, Harley Dean himself. So I don't understand. It's a contact sport. He's going to make contact with the defender in front of him. I don't think he really put him off. He still got his head to it. And it was disappointing because the amount of decisions that have gone against us this season, I think we've had the least amount of penalties awarded in the league. And I think that Pep Clatet and Jukovic had a meeting with the Referees Association to discuss how poorly we've been treated this season by referees. And it's starting to become less of a paranoia, more of a fact that, you know, we actually aren't getting the rub of the green and the referees are consistently making poor decisions when it comes to us. So, yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah, and just overall, on that Pedersen goal and the 0-0 with Millwall, still, though, a clean sheet, always a tough place to go down at the Den. Still a result that actually, James, I don't want to say you're like happy and buzzing about it, but one you take.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'd have took a draw going into that one yesterday. Millwall, very, very good at home. Not many teams go there and you know, take a point, never mind win. So the clean sheet was delighted with because we know how good Millwall are and a threat they are at times, and we know how Gary Rowett plays. They could have scored, but, you know, we were pretty resolute. But in terms of the game itself, it was a pretty dire game. If anybody was there last night watching, both teams very scrappy. Couldn't really get the ball on the deck. Both teams playing it in the air, and it wasn't a great watch, but, you know, it was one of those games. If it was going to be decided, it was going to be by one goal, and it's just a shame that that one goal was wrongly ruled out, because 3 points for us there yesterday would have been massive. It would have kept some hope alive for a top 10 sort of finish and push for a really good place at the end of the season. So, yeah, it's really disappointing.
Yeah, but not as disappointing when it's a 12-game unbeaten run, James. That still is carrying on. Unbelievable form there. A dozen game for the Blues. It just seemingly getting better game by game. Well, James Jenkinson joining us there to have his chat on Birmingham, but delighted to say also from Birmingham Fan TV, Emily Drakely is up next.
Love Sports.
To the Birmingham Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from James Jenkinson there from Birmingham Fan TV, and I'm delighted to say Emily Drakely joins us as well now, also from Birmingham Fan TV. But you can join us as well. Tweet us at Love Sports Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. And you might as well call us, because how happy are you with what you're seeing at the minute? Your team on a 12-game unbeaten run, and there are some crackers of games to coming up, because it is QPR away and then it is Leicester in the FA Cup fifth round. What a game that will be. Me and Emily will be previewing that one for you. But first, Emily, great to get you back on the show. Always enjoy it when you're on, having a chat with you. Let's get your thoughts on those two games, though. James just speaking about it there. 0-0 with Millwall this week, but a Pedersen goal wrongly ruled out.
Hiya, mate. Yeah, it was wrongly ruled out. I've been watching it back, trying to understand what was given, why it was given not a goal. And the only thing I can think of is Harley Dean had his arm out on the Millwall player's back. But if anything, it was more a foul on Dean. So I don't understand why that was ruled out. We could have won the game, could have got 3 points. But, you know, if you think like that, then you're never going to progress, really. So we think from the holders that came from the Millwall game, really. We are 12 games from beating. It really did look like it wasn't going to continue last night. It was a torrid game. It wasn't particularly enjoyable, but you do get games like that, especially in this league, and you've just got to power through them, really, and go on to the next game, which is back in the capital against QPR at the weekend. So looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it's coming in twos at the minute. Two former managers face two games in London in a row. There's quite something about that at the minute. But Emily, just a word of warning, no game going down to the Den is fun. 90 minutes, it is always torrid. It's just something that we have to do, unfortunately, once in a season. Emily, me and James have been quick to praise the Duke on this show, Scott Hogan, but someone else I think deserves a little bit of praise and in for some plaudits is Camp in goal, who I think of late, he's just been absolutely reliable as anything.
Yeah, he's been incredible, really. At the start of the season, I think you could forgive us for being a bit infuriated by everyone's performances, really, when we had our bad patch. But as soon as he came back in, from being on the sidelines, really, for Conor Truman playing instead, he's been fantastic for us. And everything that he's done, he hasn't made any of his typical errors, so to speak. Whereas before, he was getting a lot of the criticism and blame from the fans, but now he's been keeping us in games, and now we're actually able to score goals. What he's doing is even more effective, and you can tell that there's something going on in our team at the moment, and we've just got a new lease of confidence and of life, and even players like Gary Gardner, they just look at a completely different level, and they seem to have something going on in them. But it must be the confidence factor that we've got going on at the moment, that we can go into really tough games and just play our football and see what happens, really. And Camp is, he's fantastic, and he just gets on with it. He doesn't let things get him down. He just gets on with it, and he keeps going and keeps us in games a lot of time at the moment. And he's been brilliant, so he needs to have some of the praise on him, really.
Yeah, he's just been brilliant, I think. But haven't they all at the minute? And I know it's easy to say on a 12-game unbeaten run, but really coming together, seeing the makings of a team, don't see no individuals. And I think that's what us fans can get behind, loving to see it. And I know we have to talk about him on this show. We've tried to keep it quiet, Emily, as I know that you and James want to, as do Birmingham fans, because we don't want to keep giving him all this attention, because we don't want our prized asset going anywhere else. You know who I'm referring to. But you mentioned, Emily, all these tough games and sort of digging in, getting results. And it just goes to show you the job that Jude Bellingham is doing at his age, just unbelievable. And I think I saw a statistic that making more appearances than anyone else under a certain age group.
Yeah, I think it was the most goals played for an under 17. I think it was 30 in the league. And that just says something on its own, doesn't it, really? He's a lot younger than me, and he's playing week in, week out, championship football. He's up there with the best of them. And he's a credit to the club, and he's a credit to himself, because you can tell he's learning game on game. He's not actually playing in the same position all the time. He's very flexible. You can play him in anywhere in that midfield, really, in a few different formations. And you can even put him in that number 10 role, and he excels in every single one of them. And that says a lot about him as a player and where he's going to go. And his versatility and ability is next level. And I said something the other day on Twitter, I was like, oh no, he's rubbish. Who wants to talk about him?
I don't think that's going to work, Emily. Who knows? Yeah, it's a good try. It's a good attempt. I think that us football lovers and fans as we are, I think that everyone is quite aware of Jude as much as we don't want them to be. I know that you and James, obviously, you're staying in the capital. You're having a few days because there is two games. We obviously hope you're enjoying yourself. But it is QPR on the weekend. They're actually in a little bit of decent form right now. Mark Warburton just guiding them to quite a decent run, getting away from that relegation zone as well. What are you making of this clash? Because it is away, and QPR themselves, yes, they concede a lot of goals, but they score them as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough test. This time last year, when we went down to their ground, it was tough. It was one of the last minutes, and Lee Camp made that penalty save to keep it 4-3, and we won. So that was a tough one. But them beating Derby was absolutely incredible. They're 13th, they're a level of points less. And I think that you really got to keep an eye on them. They lost Mackie Wells, who went to Bristol City, but they've got Eze, they've got Hugel, they've got Samuel. They've got players that really will impact their game, and we've got to be wary of it going forward. And we've got to be wary of how they play, who their key players are, and how we can not only counteract that, but play our own style at the same time. Because I think the great thing about Birmingham City at the moment is that we're going into games and playing how we want to play, and not necessarily always playing that counteracting style of play that a lot of teams do when they go away from home. We come there and we stamp our authority on. So I think we're going to do that. But as the games go on, it's always the next game is the toughest one because of our form. And if we go 13 unbeaten, you know, playing Leicester after that. So, that's going to be a tough one. But QPR is going to be an intense game.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm glad that Leicester comes in the 14th game so we can't use the unlucky 13. Let's quickly get a QPR prediction then from you, Emily, and then we'll look at that Leicester game.
I'm going to go, I'm going to be really positive and go 2-1 Blues.
Yeah, you should be positive. Blues. You're 12 games unbeaten, Emily. I wasn't expecting anything else, but you did mention the big one, and you're so right. You also said, Emily, that the next game is always the biggest game, but for Birmingham this year, we know we're not sure, you know, that if they can make the playoffs. They are in the FA Cup fifth round, one game from the quarterfinals, and at the minute, Leicester, we know what they're doing in the Premier League. They started on a blistering pace, but they haven't been the same for a while. Anything can happen in knockout football, cup football, over 90 minutes. Birmingham have a real good chance here, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's definitely a game that anything can happen, but it's always like that, isn't it, really, with the cup game? And I think the only thing is that Leicester obviously want a Champions League spot, don't they, in the Premier League to qualify for that, but the FA Cup is probably their last piece of silverware that they could get this season. And if they really, really want to push to get something this season, I'm sure Brendan Rodgers will want to do that, that they'll put out a strong squad. They'll try really hard at this game. But I think it's great for us to see where we're going as a team. If we could play against the side that's third in the Premier League and see how well we do against them. Because, again, you never know what's going to happen at all in the cup and whether they're going to put out a weaker side, so to speak. But in their weaker side, they may start Iheanacho, and that's still going to be an incredibly tough game for us to play. Our quality of play, we have got some good Championship players, but then going up against third in the Premier League is going to be a completely different story. But I think going into it, we just have to take it as an experience and take the positive from it, because you never know. If we go there and play them off the park, which I'm not sure we will, and that says a lot about us going into next season and where we can finish and aim for next season.
Yeah, I no disrespect to QPR, but I already can't wait for the cup game next week. I just literally cannot wait and to see what it brings. Either way, what a show it will be next week. Emily, for you though, quickly, I want the double from you. What's your prediction for Leicester?
Oh, you know me. I'm going to have to be positive. I'm going to go with a 2-2, and it's going to go, we're going to 2-2.
All right, 2-2. But you know, no penalties. There's no, there's no replay. It ends on that night. So 2-2, meaning it will go extra time and penalties.
Oh, absolutely. Lee Camp masterclass.
Oh, well, there you go. I was wondering where the positivity was coming from. Emily, always good to get you on the show. You and James, enjoy your time down in the capital. Just wonderful to hear from James and Emily tonight from Birmingham Fan TV. But they have it big in the next few games. QPR and Leicester. Could we be talking about a Birmingham side that will be in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup? Find out on next week's episode of the Birmingham Fan Show.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.